Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, keeping you updated with the latest news in the insurance industry from the week ending Saturday, August 30th, 2025. Firstly, we turn our focus to group life insurance. This year, Marsh Australia reports an average premium increase of 15 to 25% for long-term benefit policies. This hike stems from insurers tightening underwriting standards and dodging high-risk sectors. Particularly hit hard are law firms and insurance companies with poor claims histories, some of whom have lost coverage altogether. The rise in premiums may prompt businesses to rethink employee benefits and risk leaving individuals underinsured. Unfortunately, the predominant causes of claims remain the same. Cancer continues to lead in life claim cases, whereas mental health issues are affecting income protection claims. Mental health claims are becoming increasingly challenging due to their persistent nature. However, on a brighter note, one major insurer has resumed offering corporate life insurance outside superannuation, a small reprieve in an otherwise challenging market. Switching gears now, we also saw concerns being raised over the federal government's decision to slow updates to the National Construction Code in an effort to hasten housing development. The Insurance Council of Australia has stressed that current building regulations are crucial for community safety and resilience against natural disasters. There are fears that a four-year deferment in code updates could put future resilience in jeopardy, potentially triggering high costs for the economy. As discussions continue on this matter, the challenge lies in striking a balance between speedy construction and long-term safety. In a further development, RAC Insurance was directed by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority to raise a payout to a customer following a house fire damage claim. It was found that RAC neglected to account for significant repair costs. The insurance company has been ordered to further adjust its offer in consideration of the unresolved damages and stress caused by their oversight. Lastly, let's talk about the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC's, ongoing review of the life insurance sector. ASIC has highlighted significant issues with direct sales practices, flagging problematic remuneration structures, and a worrying rise in disputes over claims. The commission warns that proactive steps taken by industry leaders will shape potential enforcement actions. With increased regulatory oversight looming, the sector could hold its breath for potentially costly reforms in sales incentive structures. Those are the top stories from the insurance sector this week. For more insightful and updated information, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. Stay informed and stay secured. Have a wonderful day, Australia.